So as we lit our chalice this morning, we heard about the thread that we follow through all the things that change, and yet the thread remains unchanged. Through these past couple of years, as how I participate in my work and my learning and my relationships has changed, I have been thinking about what the thread is. What is the essence of work and learning and relationships that stays the same, even as it all looks so different during and since those times of COVID isolation? For me, that essence is my own physical, psychological, emotional, and spiritual need to stay in whatever is happening at the moment and remembering what I'm in it for. So the thread that I follow in my life is presence and intention. Unitarian Universalism has a thread too, several, actually. When I meet with the folks who are new and newish to read during our Exploring Membership classes, I talk about UU history and how it's followed several themes: freedom, reason, inclusion, and love. And we trace those threads together in these classes as we talk about our Unitarian and Universalist roots and how we've changed over the years. Unitarians, Universalists, and UUs have, ever since starting to call themselves Unitarians, Universalists, and UUs, they've written statements about what they hold in common, what the threads are. Sometimes those statements were drafted to define themselves, and sometimes they were drafted to hold themselves together during times of strife or difficulty or change. It's a wise thing, I think, to hold on to what we know we have in common deep inside us when we find ourselves on different sides of an issue. And the Unitarians and Universalists and UUs are no exception to that human tendency. So in that tradition, when the American Unitarian Association and the Universalist Church of America consolidated in 1961 to form the Unitarian Universalist Association, a set of purposes and objectives were drafted as Article 2 of the bylaws for that new organization.
In accordance with these corporate purposes, the members of the Unitarian Universalist Association, dedicated to the principles of a free faith, unite in seeking, one, to strengthen one another in a free and disciplined search for truth as the foundation of our religious fellowship. Two, to cherish and spread the universal truths taught by the great prophets and teachers of humanity in every age and tradition, immemorially summarized in the Judeo-Christian heritage as love to God and love to man. Three, to affirm and promote the supreme worth of every human personality, the dignity of man, and the use of the democratic method in human relationships. Four, to implement our vision of the world by striving for a world community founded on ideals of brotherhood, justice, and peace. Five, to serve the needs of member churches and fellowships, to organize new churches and fellowships, and to extend and strengthen liberal religion. Six, to encourage cooperation with men of goodwill in every land.
They also wrote in the requirement to review those bylaws every 15 years. And so in 1986, which you'll note is not 15 years from 1961. So in 1986, following a lot of years of work, especially by women who didn't feel represented by the male as default language that you just heard, and by folks who wanted to recognize that we draw them from more traditions than Judaism and Christianity, the Article 2 was revised and adopted. And this is the language we know today.
We, the member congregations of the Universalist Association, covenant to affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person, justice, equity, and compassion in human relations, acceptance of one another and encouragement to spiritual growth in our congregations, a free and responsible search for truth and meaning, the right of conscience and the use of the democratic process within our congregations and in society at large. The goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. Respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part.
So Article 2 goes on to list a set of sources that inspire us, things like direct experience, words and deeds of prophetic people, wisdom from the world's religions, Jewish and Christian teachings, humanist teachings, and teachings of earth-centered religions. I noticed a few threads weaving through these two statements: freedom, seeking, worthiness and dignity of all people, democracy, peace and justice. But there are two threads that haven't been explicitly mentioned in these statements that have existed throughout our history, or that we've worked toward existing throughout our history. One is a commitment to anti-racism and anti-oppression, which is what the work of the Eighth Principle Project is about. And the other is what our reading spoke to earlier, to change. We do not stand, we move, and we must forever be finding new meanings in the light of new experiences. We're a living tradition. And so the words we use to describe ourselves have to change as we do. And we've set things up so that's possible, right? With this requirement to revise every 15 years. So in 2020, while delegates at our annual General Assembly, which is our big gathering where we do business and lots of other things as you use, so as the delegates were considering several changes to our existing principles and considering adding the eighth, we voted instead to completely reconsider how we articulate our faith. We decided it was time. A study commission was formed and charged to, quote, review Article 2 of the UUA bylaws and propose any revisions that will enable our UUA, our member congregations, and our covenanted communities to be a relevant and powerful force for spiritual and mutual growth, healing, and justice. Proposed changes should articulate core UU theological values. The board believes that one core theological value shared widely among UUs is love, end quote. So the Article 2 Study Commission has had 2 years of conversations with the UUA board. They've had theological panel discussions open to everyone. They've run focus groups at the two general assemblies since then. They've engaged people through online feedback sessions. And based on that charge I just read you and what they heard from us, they created several drafts of revisions. The one we'll be talking about for the rest of our time here this morning is the one that will go to the 2023 General Assembly for a vote on whether it will go to congregations for study and discussion over the next year. So we're not voting to adopt this year. And if it does vote, if we do vote to have congregations study it, you'll obviously hear more about it. And then it will go up for a vote to adopt in 2024. And of course, it will be revised along the way, because that is what we do. So here's what it looks like. Cool, right? So the revision process isn't just an intellectual one. It's a spiritual one. It's an ethical one. It's an emotional one. Even if we have a special relationship with the tools of revision, even if our founding documents require us to review and possibly revise every 15 years, even if one of the strongest threads in our faith movement has been evolution and changing the status quo, this does not mean it's an easy process or one without distractions or dramas or fears. One of the ways we can hold on to our thread is pay attention to our inner reactions to the changes. Pay attention to what might not be a contrary opinion, but might actually be grief at losing something familiar. We know these seven principles really well. I think this is why the Article II Study Commission, when they first put forward the draft of what would ultimately become the proposed changes, they asked all of us to engage in a three-part process of reading, which means reading these through three times. First read, pay attention to what we're feeling. Second read, pay attention to what we're thinking. And third read, then pay attention to the opinions that come up for you. We're not going to do that today, because that would take a lot of time. But we are going to read through these and take a breath as we do so. I'm going to ask us to pay attention to the proposed changes as we go through them, some of which, which some people have suggested are a deepening of our covenant with each other in the form of a revision to our bylaws. Let me say that again. Some have suggested that these changes are a deepening of our covenant with each other in the form of a revision to our bylaws. So to do that, we're going to read them to you, and we're going to give you space to pay attention. We'll start with the introduction to the values and the covenant in the new draft. Virginia will read that introduction, and you're invited to first take a breath. Notice what you're thinking and feeling. And then say out loud words and phrases that catch your attention. If you're attending virtually, please put the words and phrases that come to you in the chat, and I will read them out loud. Okay, ready?
As Unitarian Universalists, we covenant congregation to congregation and through our association to support and assist one another in our ministries. We draw from our heritages of freedom, reason, hope, and courage, building on the foundation of love.
All right, so take a breath. Pete, we need to see this first slide labeled Values and Covenant. There you go. Thank you. Now take a breath. What words stand out for you here?
Oh, courage. Courage. Love. Reason.
Love.
Foundation.
Support.
Building.
Courage.
Thank you. Not seeing anything on the chat, so move on. As you might guess from that graphic we showed you earlier, this draft places six other ideas that the Commission believes articulate our UU values around this center value of love. We're going to read each of those shared values one at a time, starting with the love at the center. Each of them has a description that helps us go deeper into its meaning, and we'll make space after we read each one to do exactly what we just did. Take a breath, and then speak out or write in the chat the words that caught your mind's or your heart's attention.
Love. Love is the power that holds us together and is at the center of our shared values. We are accountable to one another for doing the work of living our shared values through the spiritual discipline of love.
Take a breath. What words capture your attention?
Better. Doing more.
Sharing our shared value.
Accountable.
Discipline. I have center and spiritual in the chat. Thank you.
Interdependence. We honor the interdependent web of all existence. We covenant to cherish Earth and all beings by creating and nurturing relationships of care and respect. With humility and reverence, we acknowledge our place in the great web of life, and we work to repair harm and damaged relationships.
Take a breath. What catches your attention?
Respect.
In the chat, we have humility and repair.
Pluralism. We celebrate that we are all sacred beings, diverse in culture, experience, and theology. We covenant to learn from one another in our free and responsible search for truth and meaning. We embrace our differences and commonalities with love, curiosity, and respect.
What words come up for you?
Commonalities.
I see curiosity and growth in the chat.
Justice. We work to be diverse, multicultural, beloved communities where all thrive. We covenant to dismantle racism and all forms of systemic oppression. We support the use of inclusive, democratic processes to make decisions.
What do you hear?
Multicultural. Beloved communities.
Some of our virtual comments are growth, thrive, inclusive, diversity, inclusive, dismantle.
Transformation. We adapt to the changing world. We covenant to collectively transform and grow spiritually and ethically. Openness to change is fundamental to our Unitarian and Universalist heritages, never complete and never perfect.
What do you hear?
Never perfect.
Adapt.
Openness.
Never complete.
Transform. Change.
Never complete. Adapt. Openness. Collectively. Never perfect.
Generosity. We cultivate a spirit of gratitude and hope. We covenant to freely and compassionately share our faith, presence, and resources. Our generosity connects us to one another in relationships of interdependence and mutuality.
Interdependent.
presence, share, connects, relationships. Oh, and gratitude.
Equity. We declare that every person has the right to flourish with inherent dignity and worthiness. We covenant to use our time, wisdom, attention, and money to build and sustain fully accessible and inclusive communities.
Wisdom.
Fully accessible.
Build and sustain.
Flourish. Inherent. Accessible in all caps. Fun, right? Thank you. After all these values, the new draft revision talks about the sources of our inspiration, just like the 1986 principles and sources do. I will invite you to speak out loud the words that stand out to you after you listen to this last section that Virginia will read.
We have the inspiration slide, please. Thank you. We use and are inspired by sacred and secular understandings that help us to live into our values. We respect the histories, contexts, and cultures in which they were created and are currently practiced. These sources ground us and sustain us in ordinary, difficult, and joyous times. Grateful for the religious ancestries we inherit and the diversity which enriches our faith, we are called to ever deepen and expand our wisdom.
Take a breath.
Diversity.
Respect and from all. Just the reason.
Live into our values. Diversity. Live into our values. Deepen and expand. Respect the history. Histories. That's all of them. That's the whole, well, it's not the whole article too, but that's the principles and sources part, which are now values and inspirations. I want to say one last thing about the slides you just saw. You probably noticed that some of the text was bolded and in yellow. Those are words and phrases that we find in the eighth principle. The reason we lift those up is that some congregations have been doing work for years to incorporate the eighth principle into their seven principles, the congregation's seven principles. And some folks are asking, well, if we change this all up, what happens to that work, right? They're highlighted so we can see that this process doesn't erase the eighth principle, that the work we have been doing is good work. The eighth principle has been an influence on these values and inspirations. They're integrated through this new understanding of what our values are and what they look like in word and action. The thread of the eighth principle is very much present, as are other threads. There are copies up here of the Article II Study Commission's full report, only a couple of them, including information about the process as well as the draft revision. You can come and take a look at them if you're here. If you're interested in tracing the thread further back than the 1961 consolidation, if you're a history geek like I am, And if you're interested in seeing a timeline for this revision and what those steps are going to be, there is also a packet called Article 2 Resources, compiled by the Reverend Liz Weber up here that you can look at. Both of these documents will be linked in our, on our website. They aren't right now, but they will be. So thank you. Thank you for engaging with this.